King Arthur. Today is a very important day. Kay is going to take part in his first tournament. But something is wrong. "My sword. Where is my sword?" Kay says.
"Arthur, brother, go back to the inn and fetch it."
Arthur runs back to the inn. Suddenly, he stops in front of a cathedral. Look, there's something shining over there. It's a sword. I'll take it to Kay. He pulls the sword out of the stone easily and runs back to the tournament. In his hurry, Arthur does not see the words written on the stone.
Only the king can take the sword from the stone.
But when Kay sees the sword, he recognizes the legendary words on the blade and cries, "It's Excalibur! I am the true King of England!"
"You bring honour to our family," his father says. "But first, you must prove that you can take the sword from the stone."
They all return to the cathedral, and Kay's father puts the sword back into the stone. Kay tries to take the sword out. He pulls and pulls as hard as he can, but the sword does not move.
"You are not the true king, Kay. Who gave you this sword?" his father asks.
"It was me, father," Arthur says. Arthur walks calmly to the stone. He takes the sword in his hands and pulls it out as easily as the first time. The crowd around him is astonished. But some knights shout,
"This boy is too young to be our king. We don't even know who his real parents are."
An old man suddenly appears. It is Merlin, the most powerful wizard of all time. He speaks clearly and loudly.
"Arthur comes from a noble family. His father was King Uther. Arthur is the true King of England."
Everybody shouts,
"Long live King Arthur!"
Thanks to Merlin's guidance, Arthur is a good king. He protects his people. He defends other kings. One day, old King Leodegrance of Cameliard asks for Arthur's help to fight some evil giants. Arthur kills the giant's chief in a vicious battle and decides to spend a few days in Cameliard. Leodegrance has a beautiful daughter called Guinevere. Arthur falls in love with her and asks for her hand in marriage. This pleases Leodegrance, but worries Merlin.
"This marriage will destroy Arthur and his kingdom," he thinks.
For their wedding, Leodegrance gives Arthur a generous present, a large wooden round table. Arthur invites his bravest knights to sit around the table and says, "My knights of the round table, you must promise to help my people and fight for justice."
"One seat must stay empty," Merlin interrupts, "for the knight who brings the Holy Grail back to Camelot."
"The Holy Grail?" a knight asks. "What's that?"
"It is the sacred cup which holds the blood of Christ. Only a knight with a pure heart can find the Holy Grail."
One day, the evil Sir Meliagrance challenges King Arthur.
"I am stronger and more powerful than you. Choose one of your knights to fight me. If I win,
Guinevere is mine. Kay accepts the challenge. But Meleagrance wins, and he imprisons Queen Guinevere in his castle. Sir Lancelot immediately offers to rescue the queen. Lancelot is secretly in love with her. Getting inside the castle is very dangerous. Lancelot must cross a bridge in the shape of a sharp sword. But he is a brave knight, and nothing can stop him from rescuing his love. He reaches the castle and frees Guinevere. His loyalty to King Arthur is strong, but his love for the queen is stronger. Lancelot betrays the king and spends the night with Guinevere. Because Lancelot's heart is no longer pure, he will never see the Holy Grail. One day, Arthur's knights are walking through a wood. A young boy appears. His name is Percival. He sees their armour shining in the sun. "Are you angels?" he asks.
"Of course not! We're knights!" they laugh.
"I want to be a knight too! Let me come with you!" Percival is young and naive, so everybody laughs at him. To prove his courage and loyalty to the king, he fights and kills the Red Knight, an enemy of the kingdom. Percival puts on the knight's red armour. "You are the bravest of my knights," Arthur says to Percival. "You may now sit at the round table." Percival is invited to the castle of the legendary Fisher King, who is weak and wounded. During the welcome feast, he sees something shining brightly. It's a cup. How extraordinary! Percival wonders what it contains, but he forgets to ask the king. This is a terrible mistake. Years later, Percival goes back to the mysterious castle and sees the shining cup again. This time, he remembers to ask, "What is this cup?" The magic question miraculously heals the Fisher King's wounds. Back in Arthur's court, Percival tells his story.
"That was the Grail! You saw the Grail!" Arthur exclaims. "You may now sit in the empty seat at the round table."
One day, Arthur's nephew, Mordred, says,
"Sir, I have a terrible secret to tell you. The queen has a lover, your favourite knight, Sir Lancelot."
Arthur is furious.
"I will fight this traitor, Mordred. You must rule the kingdom in my absence."
Arthur and his army arrive in France to fight Lancelot. Suddenly, a messenger appears.
"My lord, your nephew says he is the one and only king of England. He wants Guinevere as his wife."
"The traitor! I must return to England. Camelot and Guinevere need me," Arthur cries.
A great, long battle begins. Arthur and Mordred are fighting each other.
"Prepare to die, you traitor!"
Arthur kills Mordred with his lance, but he's badly injured too. He falls to the ground and says to one of his knights,
"Bedivere, I'm going to die. I have one last favour to ask you. Please carry me to a lake."
"Now," Arthur whispers, "throw my faithful sword Excalibur into the lake."
"Throw Excalibur? I can never do that.
Please, Bedivere, do it for me.
Bedivere obeys with tears in his eyes. As he throws the sword into the lake, an arm comes out of the water and catches it. It holds it in the air and then vanishes below the surface.
Thank you, Bedivere, Arthur says. Now, leave and don't look back.
But Bedivere looks back at the lake. A white boat carrying three beautiful ladies is approaching the shore. They lift the wounded king into the boat and sail away to the legendary island of Avalon.